That was the Undercover Dream Lovers with Get to You. And Justice Before That with One Night All Night featuring Tame Impala. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's Bonobo with the tune Rosewood from Fragments.
I'm holding you.
Just heard Agoria with Teardrops, the Nick Morgan remix. Before that, Wallace with Tokyo Street from Red, Yellow, Black. And coming up right now, I have Cubicolor with the tune Cowboy, the 16BL remix from Sometime Not Now Remixed. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. Thank you.
strings untied.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for your inner robot.
That was Nils Hoffman with Nightflower. And before this, we had Kantos and Hamza with the tune Return to the Feelings, the dub mix. And coming up now, I have Ryan Martin with the tune Awakening Skies, the Indie Elephant remix. This is from Artists to Die For, expanded and remixed. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
We'll fall. que tu vois.
This is Vanity Project with The Churn, the RSS Disco Lifetime Value Mix. And before this, we heard DOP with Regard Les Dessins. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Currently listening to Rari with the tune Steady State, the MG remix. Sea of Ash before this with Make Room, the Ivory remix. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Well, it's been about a week, I guess, since we last talked about the potential political impact of Taylor Swift. And now the new Republican concerns are focusing in on the state of Florida, a state that at one point really was a swing state, purple state, but more recently has more consistently been a Republican state. There is a really interesting Politico article which asks, could Taylor Swift tilt Florida blue? It's Democrats' wildest dream. And the article points out that amidst a lot of Republican fears about the influence of Taylor Swift, if you want to look at this on a state by state level, and of course, Taylor Swift very prominently registering people to vote and previously endorsed Joe Biden and is being courted, apparently, by the Biden administration to do so again this time around, there are people who are looking more closely at what might happen in specific states. Now, the idea of Taylor Swift alone being able to turn Florida reliably blue or for Biden, which, by the way, based on the 2020 map, if Biden were able to win Florida, it would almost certainly mean it's over and Biden just gets reelected easily. Flipping Florida is a major goal. It's not as mathematically crazy as it might sound. I mean, let's just like very much just spitballing some numbers. Imagine Taylor Swift does endorse Joe Biden and says, register to vote, go out and vote. Imagine that that leads to about another imagine that leads to a 10% increase in turnout among the youngest voters. OK, that'd be like 118,000 extra young voters turning out thanks to Taylor Swift. And you would imagine the vast majority, if you're participating because of Taylor Swift, you're probably voting for the person Taylor Swift is endorsing. And then in addition to new young voters registering, maybe her endorsement of Biden convinces an additional 30,000. This is just in Florida, an additional 30,000 Floridians to vote Biden. We'll call it 5% of swing voters. So you've got your 120 new and 30 swing. So that's about 150,000 vote swing. Now, the problem is that the margin for Trump in 2020 was actually bigger. Florida 2020 presidential results. I should have had it in front of me, but I don't. It was a margin of about 300 and something thousand. So just kind of like if she increases young registration by 10% and flips 5% of swing voters, that's half the margin in Florida. You'd need pretty optimistic numbers to say that it's likely Taylor Swift could flip Florida. But the reason Republicans are so afraid is that the numbers may be even bigger. It may not be likely, but it's one of these more extreme scenarios where the downside is so catastrophic for Republicans that they have to take it seriously. And we know they're taking it seriously because right-wing media just continues to flip out about Taylor Swift. If they didn't see this as a threat, they wouldn't be talking about it nonstop. And we had that funny video about a week or 2 weeks ago of Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, who was directly targeted by Taylor Swift in the past, asked about Swift, declining to say anything too negative about her. So if you need to know anything about how seriously they're taking this, it's that even people directly targeted by Swift are still being nice to her. So for as long as they're afraid, it's a good thing for the left. Even if Taylor Swift can't single-handedly flip Florida for Biden, the fact that they're talking about it is also a good sign. It's a sign they'll have to devote resources to keeping Florida, which maybe will take them away from some other state. All of this is very good. I don't care about Taylor Swift's music. I'm not super interested in her cultural cachet, but to the extent that she's registering voters, I'm interested. We've talked before about